first drink of the day. The first drink of the day. The first drink of the day. The first drink of the day.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Football Pubcast show number 116.
Yay!
We have got Shawnee Miller with us.
Why was there an exceptional shout for 116?
It's the big one, 116.
Yeah. Charlie Austin, 116, says I just whooped your ass. It's not quite
Stone
316.
Cold. You missed that Stone Cold there when you said
Oh yeah, but he never used to say Stone Cold. He used to say Austin.
We've got a northerner with us.
Yeah, I know, me.
Real one.
Still lives up
sorry.
North.
Oh, bloody hell.
And what's even better is he's a Bolton fan.
Bloody hell.
Nick, the Bolton fan. Say hello.
Bonjour.
Is this your... Bonjour.
He's from the north of France. He's from Normandy.
He's going against his roots there.
We've got Dan Silver here.
Hello.
We've got the Football Pubcast answer to Sean Locke. Andy Franks. One of our Twitter followers.
He doesn't look like
it. It might sound like Jim Staples here, but he's only here on bail after running on the pitch against Wickham the other night.
Can I just point this out? I have never owned a pink hoodie. I must have had about 10 hilarious text messages within minutes.
Which actually is the perfect crime. You've clearly then borrowed a pink hoodie.
Hang on, the man with the fucking pink polo shirt.
I'm not a Jills fan.
Were you wearing that pink polo shirt on Monday?
No.
So very easily Jim Staples could have been wearing underneath his pink hoodie.
Absolutely.
When he ran
I think it's a perfect crime.
It's all pink. Coming together. If you're listening, Matt, please get in touch.
Or if you're listening and you don't know what the hell anyone's talking about, watch the Monday Night Football. Don't watch it. It was absolutely...
It was pretty bad.
All right, Sean.
Just
because Palace won a couple of games all of a sudden.
We've only won one.
Nick from Bolton. It's like blind date, Nick from Bolton. Is this your podcast debut?
Yeah, it is, absolutely. Long time listener, first time caller.
Fantastic.
He listens every week, and it's his first time. You're going to listen back to this now. It's probably... When do you usually listen to the show? It comes out on a Thursday. You're a Monday man, aren't you?
Yeah,
usually Monday, Tuesday.
Early morning, so...
That's a proper Bolton accent as well. I like it. It's nice to hear. Shame about the Wanderers, but, you know, we won't go into them too much. 116 years ago, Bolton Wanderers were playing in the Football League as it's show 116. They finished 8th in the First Division. There were 2 divisions then. Aston Villa won the double. Looks like that might happen again. A few other notable things. Scotland won the home championship.
Oh, well done, Scotland.
Very interesting. Bury were in the top flight.
Well done, Bury.
Burnley got relegated from the top flight and were replaced with Notts County.
Right.
Who sacked Keith Kerr this week. Second in the Second Division, Newton Heath. Who I don't know what happened
Newton
to them
Heath.
Actually.
They are now,
they're now
I'm going on Sean.
Crystal Palace weren't even in the league.
Didn't
I don't think
then, mate.
Tottenham Hotspur weren't either. Brentford weren't either. Gillingham weren't.
New Brompton?
Small Heath were.
Oh, Gillingham
were.
Oh, no,
Spurs were.
No, but there's 2 weeks
Spurs were. We had 125th.
You weren't in there, Dan. You're not on the league tables unless your name was Gainsborough Trinity back then. You weren't in there. Woolwich Arsenal were in there, the real club from North London.
Woolwich Arsenal.
As were Loughborough.
And 2 clubs from Burton Swifts and Burton Wanderers, centre of the football world. But we'll move on from times gone by and move on to times gone present.
Can we just explain the pink hoodie thing as well? A Gillingham fan towards the end of the game got on the pitch. And basically try to bum stroke.
Reverse bum. Reverse bum.
Reverse bum stroke. I think it's going for Alton.
Reverse bum, isn't that just normal?
You know when you're like 14, 15.
Yeah.
And this kid was about 14, 15, and you
I never got reverse bums when I was 14 or 15.
Well, you missed
out. Bums? I mean, I went to Catholic school, so, you know.
And Gillingham FC, the official Facebook feed, read this at 9:40, so 10 minutes after the game finished. Gillingham FC would like to apologise to Jordan Archer, who's the Wickham goalkeeper, for the fan.
On loan from Spurs.
And he's a Scottish under-21 international as well. For the fan who jumped the barrier and attacked them, we've removed him from the stadium and sent him back to his caravan. That is from the official Chillingham Football Facebook.
That is great banter.
Yeah. That's quite good.
That is
actually true.
Probably. He looked like a scumbag. And I know we've sort of like made light of the fact, absolutely horrible to see. See, there was a... Coventry, was he right back? I think he was playing it right back position. Yeah. I presume he's a fullback.
Chris Torres.
The 30,000 for a Johnston's Paint Trophy semi-final.
Which they lost 3-0.
That's incredible.
So the mighty crew, Alex. Yeah.
But first of all, Coventry fans, well played, all but one of you. That is amazing. Yeah, they lost 3-0 and this guy got on the pitch. The right back, as he went past him, because the stewards were slow to react. He kicked out at him, and he didn't. I don't think he hit him. No,
he tried to trip him up. That was it. He got booked for it.
Something similar happened the other year. Witton Albion, one of my hometown clubs.
Oh yeah, big news.
Streaker got on the pitch. No, it got on Football Focus and everything.
Yeah.
Last time Norcus was on the telly. Yeah. No, a police officer was playing for them. Rugby tackled a streaker and got sent off for it.
Really?
Yeah. And the FA upheld it, saying it wasn't his job to do it. Violent conduct. Sorry, mate.
Male or female? Streaker.
Male.
Good tackle?
Great tackle. Well, that's my standout performance of the week, that joke there. But anybody else?
Bale.
That's it. Let's all bail if Dan's going to start talking about Tottenham. Go on. Great goal.
Newcastle, standout performance of the week.
Yeah.
Absolutely astonishing. Great result.
Oh, and Sissoko.
Great hit from the edge of the area. And Barr getting his face broken. Yeah.
Oh, that was nasty.
Top day for a Newcastle fan, isn't it, really?
Was that done by one of the players or by that car valeting fella who he hasn't paid the 40 quid yet? Keeps banging on about it. He really wants that.
Had to pull out from the... I think they were playing in Paris, weren't they, or somewhere?
I think they were, Senegal, yeah.
So he's had to pull out of that as well, so his face is proper smashed up.
There's been a lot of sexual references already on this show, haven't there?
Well, come on, we've all had a baby.
Got to give Reading a shout as well. Reading have picked up some decent performances recently. 3 points at the weekend, off the back of 2-2 against Chelsea, so they've kicked on and they've made things different.
Reading have had a really good few weeks.
Reading were trying with sacking their manager. Fair play for holding on to him.
I don't think he was going anywhere.
Well, there was talk about him being sacked.
Oh, okay, yeah. That's not really holding on to him. Yeah. Retaining him.
Do you know what, the more and more I'm listening to Andy, the more and more I'm thinking of Sean Lock.
Yeah. Who is Sean Lock?
Eight out of ten caps. Glasses.
He's better looking than Andy as well.
Yeah.
To be fair. Yeah. He's better looking, he's got more money, he's funnier.
He looks like he's taller as well.
Apart from that,
yeah, you're a spitting image.
I'll start wearing a mask.
Who does Sean Lock support? Does anyone know?
No,
I don't think he likes football very much.
Yeah, he's one of them sorts, isn't he? Bastards. Well, you don't like football much, do you? Because you're a Brentford fan. How did Brentford do the weekend?
Brentford had a terrible result.
Yeah.
3-0 to Yeovil away. All I can say is I think we've got a bit of a hangover from the FA Cup. No real excuse, but Yeovil have won 5 on the bounce now.
Yeah.
We've got Bury at our place for the weekend. We're looking for 3 points.
Hey, it's only 116 years since Bury were in the top flight, so you know they're a big club.
They are a big club. Yeah.
Speaking of a hangover for the FA Cup, after Oldham's heroics, we talked about it, didn't we? He's gone. It wasn't even. It was in between. The weekend, it was straight after the game, wasn't it?
They waited for the game and then gone.
It was within a couple of hours that Paul Dickov and Keith Curl, the manager of the 1897 second division winners Notts County, got sacked. So it's been a dodgy week for managers because Alex McLeish. My stand-down performance has got to be the owners of Nottingham Forest. They're going to be on their fourth manager in 8 months.
I know, it's since the final.
When George Boyd failed that medical, he didn't see this coming.
Oh, dear, oh, girl.
He's got a second laugh from Bolton, Nick.
Bloody hell. He's from Bolton. He's used to Peter Kay. He's going to laugh at anything. I mean.
Shouldn't there be... You know there's a way that you can't play for more than two teams in a calendar year? Shouldn't they start messing about with managers and go, you can't have more than three managers in a calendar year or something? Because it's getting to the point where it's ridiculous.
Have more than three managers.
No, I think you know there should be some implementation that, you know, you can't have.
I think it's quite funny. It's not my club.
If it's not your club, it's true.
And also, that'll be a nightmare situation because people will come and go at clubs for various reasons, like personal reasons and stuff like that. So you can't legislate.
You can't force a manager to stay in a job if he's been there.
There's always loopholes and stuff like that. But you know what I mean? Just getting able to get rid of managers. Willy nilly.
It's a dodgy policy, but at the same time, one, Forest is still in the top half despite having three managers. But also, if you look at Chelsea, you've very much done the same. Since Abramovich took over, they've won one more trophy than United have in that period. So they're still the most successful club in English football since Abramovich took over in the 8 years or whatever it is.
I think that's probably got more to do with them.
Like the vast amount of
the thing with Chelsea is the owners are chopping and changing.
Yeah.
The
thing with Forrest, I think it's a mutual decision. It fell out over a transfer.
It was.
And it's, you know, and this,
I don't know,
because I mean, there's a big lump into of money, wasn't there?
Yeah.
Big tournament was money. It's all the funny games with the transfer window.
It's a funny old situation.
And you would have thought the chairman would be quite happy with the facial performance, because he complained about the inconsistency under O'Driscoll, and he had plenty of consistency under McLeish. They lost
in his 40 days.
Yeah, exactly.
I've said it before. Don't put a ginger man in any position of authority.
Yeah, I've said this before.
Which worries me, because Chris, what was his name? Chris Evans.
Yeah.
He has to keep Gazza alive by all press reports from yesterday.
Right.
Don't trust him.
Well, can we just say that we send our best to Paul Gascoigne and we hope he gets best?
Walking around Bournemouth buying phones and getting helped into taxis.
Yeah, it was so sad.
Head with a tattooed head. Did you see that?
It was Bam Bam Bigelow, wasn't it? I don't remember him from the 90s.
Oh, yes.
Fucking brilliant. Look him up if you don't.
The press described him as a helpful passerby. Like, Jesus Christ, if he tried to help me, I think I'd have a...
I think it's a disgrace, the amount of coverage the press are giving. They're saying what a terrible shame it is. Then the next day they're posting pictures of him pissing on the balcony. And
yeah.
Saying, look at Gazza.
Exactly.
I mean,
his
daughter, Bianca, which I'd say with two fingers bending inwards, is...
There's a headline.
Bloody hell.
I mean, she... is already out talking about in the press, which she's been trading off his fame for years, so I know there's probably a lot going on with
her
family.
She is fit though.
She is fit, so she can get away with it.
Oh yeah, you would. Bangers.
Really?
Bangers.
Bolton, yeah. Nick, verdict.
Come see, come sir.
Nick's not quite got the Normandy Nick.
No,
but he hasn't quite got a hand of the podcast yet, because he keeps doing hand actions and movements. Nick, it's a podcast, you've got to speak. Unfortunately, people can't see.
Well, at least he didn't put two fingers in, did he?
Exactly.
Can we talk about scumbag headlines? Did you see Balotelli in their press conference when the Sun newspaper reporter asked
him? Oh, that's actually brilliant.
The best thing was, they had an awkward 30 seconds while it was translated.
Yeah, it didn't turn.
Yeah.
For anyone who doesn't know, his press conference, and the guy said, Neil Scumbag from the Sun, just want to ask you a question. And he started talking, and then he got translated, and he went, basically said, no, the whole time I was in England, you gave me such bad headlines, don't want to talk to you. And he got a little round of applause as well, didn't he, I think?
That's quite a mild translation of what he said.
It's a bit of an Ashley Cole, really, isn't it? It's almost like, I've just won the Champions League, fuck them.
Yeah. Nice debut.
Fantastic. Well, there's been more Balotelli controversy today. Have you seen?
No, go on.
Milan Vice President Paolo Berlusconi, Silvio's little brother, called him, and I will bleep out the word, but it begins with an N, the family's little
beep. Oh, no.
Basically, he was at a political rally for the right-wing party that Berlusconi was the leader of, and he said, okay, we are all off to see the family's little beep. He's a crazy head. All the young ladies are invited as well. You can even have a chance to meet the president, by which you mean Silvio Berlusconi. Yeah. Obviously, coming a month after Kevin Prince Boateng walked off the pitch for Milan, protesting racism from fans, it's not great.
Oh, it's disgusting. Sorry, what was it? What were they going to do? What was
they were off to a party, I think. They were at a political rally, and this was at the end when Paolo was saying, no, we've got to go. I'm off to go with Balotelli and Berlusconi and a load of young girls, which does great things for Silvio's reputation, I think. Bunker all the way.
What about his older brother?
I didn't actually see what the story was about. Was there something about two twins and Fabio and Evra?
No, Anderson and Evra,
Anderson and Evra.
Married Patrice Evra with two Playboy models.
So you've got to be our naughty boys of the week.
Anderson and Evra and two twins. It wasn't Fabio and the other one. Because that would be a head of a
headline.
That's team bonding. It's best, to be fair, isn't it? Further just mixing it, right? Getting a sauna, you four.
I think it involved four ladies of the night and not two as well. I don't think
there was any suggestion that there were ladies of the night. They were just ladies
in the night.
At night. Yes.
Anderson has been known. He's got a poncho on for ladies.
Allegedly. We've got to say allegedly, Andy. You're new to this. We don't want to lose
all the
money we've got.
Whilst we're talking about Brazilians, not in that sense, Sean, can't be.
Right. This is the sexiest show ever. This is football podcast X-Ray.
We're recording this Wednesday. And tonight England are playing Brazil. Have you seen the lineup for Brazil?
Or
the purported lineup?
It's not bad.
The front four.
Well, front five. You can have Paulinho in there as well.
Okay, well, Ramirez sitting a little bit deeper. Too bad a player as
not
well,
bad.
To be fair. And then we've got Neymar, Ronaldinho,
Paulinho. Ballon d'Or winner.
Thanks.
Who's this?
Romario's in there, isn't he?
Yeah. Ronaldinho.
I was going to be on the bench.
Ronaldinho, Neymar, Oscar. and Paulinho and Ramirez. And who's the other one? Oh, and who's the other striker?
Emerson, who used to play for Middlesbrough.
Maybe. No. Lost it.
Anyway,
it's Fabiano. Is it Fabiano?
Yeah, no, it's Fabiano. Right, yeah.
I think it's not bad.
It's not a bad lineup.
The only thing is they've got QPR's goalkeeper in there.
Has been absolutely phenomenal for them so far.
Doesn't matter.
And the good thing for England is that we've got Les Scott and Cahill or Jack Elkins.
Oh, exactly. Looking at the lineup, all you can say is good luck, Joe.
Speaking of QPR, Stuart Hall can't be here today. I'm not sure whether or not it's because we've got a Brentford fan and an extra Northerner, because he doesn't like either of those things.
I've got a brilliant Stuart Hall story.
Stuart Hall,
there
we go.
It's not really football related, but it's worth getting involved in. During the early 70s, one of my friends, his mother...
It wasn't around in the early 70s.
Stuart Hall was one of my
Stuart Hall.
Well,
let him finish, come on.
His mother was a travel agent.
What was your mum doing in the 70s, Dan?
Stuart Hall...
Leave it.
...came in, booked a holiday... Okay, took a bit of a
Oh no, this
shine.
Is Stuart Hall, yeah. Not Stuart Hoare,
yeah,
we've
established.
Do you know what I'm just saying?
Which one of us Stuart Hall?
You know what, I've started, so I'm going to continue. Stuart H-A-L-L, okay?
Who's just recently being brought in all the...
Yeah.
I've got a soccer card, I don't know Stuart.
Anyway, fella.
Yeah. My story's going to be better. Stuart Hall takes a bit of a liking to my friend's mother. She's a young lady, she's single.
She's 12.
Stuart Hall woos this lady. Steady on. She was in paid employment, so she's got to be 16.
She's legal.
She's got to be 16.
For the record.
He asks her out. He asks her if she's ever seen a gold Rolls Royce. She hasn't. She takes a ride in it, okay? Go for dinner. Stuart Hall asks her if she's ever seen a solid gold cigarette lighter. She says no, it's got SH engraved on it. They have a lovely dinner, maybe a couple more dates. Stuart Hall then dumps her, asks for his gold cigarette lighter back.
He gave it to her?
Mm.
But he asked for it back. So he didn't get any action?
Oh yeah, I think he fired into it.
Oh, okay, all right.
I think he fired into it.
Well, this is the second podcast.
Do we still have that explicit tag on iTunes? Because I think we're going to need it back.
We also have the professional tag on iTunes still as well, which we shouldn't have really, let's be honest.
Oh, well,
thank you very much. Thank you very much.
It's all right. You had something.
Yeah, exactly. Well, it's
that was child friendly right up until the fire into a comment.
But what a gentle.
We've all had a Bailey. So.
If you've got any more Stuart Hall stories, throw them in at Football Podcast.
Any more
of us? Not all of them.
Yeah, chaps, can we talk about Swindon? And we're talking about football clubs being run bad.
Swindon,
you
know, the squad of 12 players.
Yeah. 12 players. They sold their best player in the transfer window.
Who I reckon are going up.
Di Canio, who is doing a very good job at the club, no matter how much he's being paid. They're third in the league, and the new owners are looking to bring in Mike Newell, who did...
Really?
Things at Hartlepool.
Is he going to be their relations officer?
This hasn't actually happened yet. But how to ruin a football club outside of a transfer window when you can't do anything about it? Absolutely terrible.
He's managing the women's team, is he?
Who do they show
he might well be, yeah.
Matt Ritchie.
Oh, he's gone to Bournemouth.
Gone to Bournemouth,
yeah. Both got our game this week. Portsmouth at home. That'd be a tough one.
Well, yeah, they
keep losing. They are terrible. And even the goalkeeper. The goalkeeper was the only player that was still there from the pre-season training.
Is it?
I can't remember his name, but I think he's gone as well.
Really?
Yeah.
Bloody hell.
Absolutely unbelievable.
Are they still going to be a club next season?
It's the equivalent of when you're playing youth football and there's a team that loses 18-0
every week
and you're thinking, I hope they don't fold before we play them, the bastards.
So be honest, you think with Portsmouth, you know their calendar, they had three players left who were actually at the club. They should have just done it if Kittens in Portsmouth kicked, shouldn't they? It would have made more sense.
I honestly thought, because of the stature of the club, I thought even though they were going through all this absolute assets and certain effects, I still thought that they would stay up this season. And it doesn't look like it's going to happen at all. They need to put a real good run on. And
it's not going to happen.
It's really sad. And League Two football reports it when you think of where they come from. And they were a proper good club in the Premiership as well.
Yeah.
How often, they were so often, it would be like Portsmouth home to Arsenal, Portsmouth home to Manu, and it'd be really good games.
It was one of the last stadiums that actually had character in the Premier League.
I mean, Jerry said he loved playing at Frank Park because of the atmosphere and the fact that they appreciated good football as well.
Yeah.
He goes quite like my team the other day, like the little dickhead getting on the pitch. Portsmouth fans were really, really passionate, and they still are. That's the thing as well.
They never had things like that happen.
Yeah, no. And they were playing in the Premier League, and their team were matching these.
In fact, you know, Mr. Portsmouth FC, the tough
bell fella.
A friend of mine I went to uni with, she's from round Portsmouth, and when she went out on her 18th birthday, she bumped into him. Piss the fart. he accompanied her friends for a few drinks and then gave her £100 and walked off.
Fair enough.
Really?
Yeah. With gold cigarette lights.
Did he give her a ring?
I think he
asked for it back.
I think he owns a bookshop, Mr. Portsmouth.
It's something ridiculous, yeah.
But it's sad to see a club like that now going to potentially go straight down. The Bradford are the only other club that I can think of that period of decline so quick. And well, they've been in the bottom.
You could argue clubs like Luton and Oxford.
I was about to say
well.
Luton, yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, I'm talking about teams that have gone from the Premier League, like Bradford, between
Leeds,
playing in Leeds.
Because Leeds were a league above, really, weren't they? Champions League last year.
Yeah, but I mean,
they dropped, you know?
They went to Man City and Leeds, both went to League One, and as soon as they went into League One, it sort of bottomed out. And as soon as they went into that second, third tier of English football, they were then.
Well, the point was, Leeds
Oxford
were
Leeds United
came back a level above the Premiership, really, weren't they?
Potentially, yeah, in terms of Champions League. That's true.
That's an interesting one. I'm actually going to see Oxford United at the weekend against Bristol Rovers with a mate, but they've signed Luke McCormick, who made his debut at the weekend, and got quite a bit of stick from the away fans, or the home fans, in fact. They were playing away because they're playing at home this weekend. So I will report back on the thoughts
of the Oxford
fans.
Did he start?
He played. Yeah. Apparently, had very little to do. They lost 1-0.
It'll be alright for one half because the Oxford's only got three sides. Yeah. So for one half, it'll be fine. He won't have to worry about any fans behind him. Yeah. But I mean, it's one of those situations where we've talked about it a lot. If you signed for your club, you might not like it, you might not understand the reasons behind it, but they're football
people
reasons.
People deserve a second chance.
Yeah, and they're signing because he's better than their current goalkeeper. So,
and actually, he doesn't deserve a second chance. Right? Popov, the dirty bastard. Oh. Spitting.
Yeah, because spitting's worse than killing someone in a car accident.
No, all right, that's not really what I meant.
The worst thing about all of that is the fact that Pete Rodden Winky came out and
this is what if you're going to use a source at the club. To provide some PR for you, to try and neutralise the situation, pick Peter Odenwingy, who is the absolute...
Oh, bloody hell, he's actually just turned up, Peter Odenwingy. Close the door. Don't let him in. Don't let him on. He won't be here, don't worry.
See the shirt hung up in the West Brom dressing room. QPR shirt with his name and number on it.
No,
yeah, hung up. Number 12.
Jesus,
has he been training? He's gone back in there.
He was back in training early in the week. Yeah,
that's a typical Redknapp tactic.
Just to settle in, getting cheaper in the summer.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Fixture-wise, obviously we've got the England game tonight, which means Sean will be going to.
VIP guests. You'll be doing a bit of recording for us, hopefully, won't you?
Yeah. Oh yeah. Shall we?
Try to.
Sean, you up for that?
Yeah, fair enough.
Just stay relatively sober.
Nah, bollocks to that.
So don't expect any recordings. That's fine.
England, Brazil. I had a little look.
No, take that back. We will.
Okay.
In fact, right, stop now. This is Wednesday lunchtime. We'll record some stuff Wednesday night and I'll feed it in. So this is mine and Sean's England report now.
Sean, first action at the England game.
Yeah.
Bernardino with a penalty. What's your thoughts?
Load of bollocks.
In or out? Goal or no goal?
In.
Joe Hart saved.
Go on, Joe.
Joe Hart saved to his left.
Ah! Joe Hart! Hey! I said Joe Hart saved to his left. Head and shoulders above the penalty taker there from Joe Hart. Head and shoulders above, Shonu.
I tell you what, mate, it's just like watching Brazil.
Just like watching Brazil.
But they're playing in white.
England 1-0 up, Wayne Rooney smashed it in.
What a great move.
Yeah. Great move.
He's playing some great football.
The ball there, we're watching on the replay now.
From Wilshere, wasn't
into
it?
Into Walcott.
Yeah.
Great save by the keeper, and he just put it in between about three Brazil shots.
Brilliant.
We're playing really well. Yeah. I think we're both quite surprised at this so far.
We're definitely going to win the World Cup.
Well, yeah, put that on the headlines. We're going to win the World Cup. Sean, Neymar's just missed from 2 yards.
Yeah.
Thoughts?
Pretty rubbish, to be honest.
He'll never make it, will he?
No,
He'll never make it.
Exactly. If you can't do it on a cold night in Wembley.
We're watching the replay there. Look, the ball comes in. Actually, to be fair.
Yeah, it was a difficult one.
On the third replay, I'll give him a bit of credit. It was quite a hard chance. He was leaning back.
But, I mean, it's a cold Wednesday night at Wembley. It's not even a cold Tuesday night at Stoke. He's never going to make it.
All right, we've all had a champagne. Come on, calm down. So far, I think the midfield are doing really well. The energy of Cleverley and Wiltshire, and with Gerrard sitting a little bit deeper. And
it's working.
I made the point, Welbeck has given the ball away a couple of times, but
he's making some good runs.
His movement on the left-hand side is really working. And obviously, you can tell. Do you know what I can tell? The fact that the likes of Cleverley, Rooney and Welbeck obviously all know each other from the Man United days. And Walcott and Wiltshire as well.
Yeah,
and quite often, with an England team that do have that connections, they don't play like they've got those club connections.
No. I mean, like you said before, it really does actually look like a team performance. people know where the other player's going
to
be.
Yeah. Oh, the ball dropped cleverly a minute ago. He passed it straight into Rooney. Rooney didn't even look. He just knew cleverly that man was just.
Exactly.
So far, so good. 38 minutes in, we're going to win the World Cup. So, Sean, it's now 1-1, 53 minutes in.
Apparently, Fred just
scored. Well, not apparently. Talk us through the Brazil goal. What did you see of it?
Well, I was in the urinal.
Well, yeah, I'll tell you what you saw of it. You saw nothing because you're downing 3 pints. True? Yeah. You've had 3 champagne to start off with, and then at halftime, you went to the bar, tried to pay money. They said, no, these are free, sir. And
it's been a good night.
And you got 8.
Go on, England!
You got 8 pints, didn't you?
Yes.
So it is 1-1, and Brazil look like they're turning on a little bit now.
Yeah. Oh, that's quite nice. Neymar's
done.
Right,
it's the first thing he's done. He's impressed me.
Yeah. That's get up.
All right, not calm down. We've all had 4 pints, 2 champagnes. There's been no Baileys yet. But quite a few subs as well. So basically, this is England B. So if we lose now, England
really
A. Count. Yeah, exactly. We won 1-0.
England A won 1-0, exactly.
And Fred
scored. That's a great touch from Rooney right there.
Fred scoring against England is a bit ironic as well, because he should be playing for us with that name.
Yeah, exactly. Oh!
It's like someone called Fred Bentos scoring a hat trick. I don't like it anyway.
Yeah.
Right.
Get
it,
come on!
Who was it? Lampard, was it?
I'm not even entirely sure. I think it might have been.
Yeah, Lampard. He must have been.
But Walcott has been such a danger this second half.
Yeah.
He's been absolutely brilliant. Frank Lampard! Hey!
27th goal for England, I believe, as well. Acknowledges the bomb.
It certainly is.
Yeah, we'll take that, won't we?
Yeah, well, definitely. Given that we massively deserve it.
It's all deflection. Actually, Rooney. Yeah.
What was
Rooney,
that all of?
Rooney did really well there.
Great finish, though.
Great, in off the post. Welbeck's coming off. He's done very well.
Yeah.
He's done very well. Yeah, we'll give him a shout. He's done very well.
Yeah.
It's not going to work.
We've
had too much of a Baileys. 2-1 England. Lovely. Right, Sean, 72 minutes in, still 2-1. Some more good football from England there.
Yeah, excellent.
Thoughts at the moment?
I think that we're well deserving this lead.
I think. Oh, go on, Gerrard.
Gerrard.
He's done a little.
I'm not sure what that layoff was.
I think Walcott's on the ball now. We're both really impressed with Walcott. Just
second half. First half, we weren't so much.
First half, I think he did all right. There was no end product to it.
You were slagging him off.
No, well, that's not true. It's a foul there. He's just getting the ball. He's running his left back. Just direct. Like you said, there's nothing fancy about it. There's no tricks or anything like that.
Exactly. Just pace.
Direct. Pure pace.
He knows he can beat him for pace. What you got to do? There's no need to.
They're giving him a lot of space as well, to be fair. They're backing off him and giving him a lot of space. But 73 minutes gone, 2-1. I think we're both really impressed.
Impressive performance from England so far.
And so we're still going to win the World Cup, aren't we, at the
100%
moment?
100% easily.
Good. All right, I'm stopping it now, but we'll stop on that note. We are, after 73 minutes, we're winning the World Cup.
Yeah.
Good. Right, Shawnee, we are in the corner ball, surely.
Yeah.
I think we're in the third minute of 4 minute stoppage time.
Right.
This is going to be fitted in between our lunchtime podcast, where everyone around the table was pretty dismissive of what.
Yeah.
We were looking at the Brazil line, I'm thinking, right, how many are we going to concede?
Exactly.
Overall thoughts on the performance?
Well,
bloody good.
Yeah, it really has been. We're
going to win the World Cup.
Overdose on hyperbole.
No, we're going to win the World Cup. That's what we want to hear you say.
Oh, fuck it. We're going to win the World Cup.
Yeah. Jack Wilshere just announced his man of the match.
Ballon d'Or, I think, should be coming his way next.
On a serious note, I think first half he was absolutely superb.
Yeah, he was superb.
Second half,
kind of petered out a little bit the whole game. All round, we were talking about the Neymar quotes before the game about how. Well played, Joe Hart.
Well, Joe Hart, surely that's got to be it around now.
Yeah, definitely. We're talking about the Neymar quotes before the game about how he feels there's only really one match winner in the England squad.
Yeah, we were saying this. I think he'll know about Jack Wilshere after this. Yeah. I would have thought.
His ability to dictate a game above and beyond the. Brazilian midfield.
Bit disappointed. We have missed Stuart Downing tonight. I was hoping he was going to come on.
That is true. Yeah.
At some stage.
Yeah.
But that hasn't happened, which is a bit of a shame. But I'm sure he'll get his chance.
Probably my one disappointment from tonight.
Oh, Brazil could be in here. Blow the fucking whistle. Neymar with his last chance to impress. Neymar hasn't impressed.
Oh, yeah, no. Second time I've seen Neymar, and second time he's not really done anything.
Come on, ref. Blow the whistle. We want a putter. There we go. The whistle's gone. We'll take that, England.
Great result. England 2, Brazil 1. Happy days.
We don't have to stay silent, actually.
Yeah,
no, I'm just going to feed it in anyway. Yeah. If you come back to the show, we stayed silent then. Because if me and Sean were actually going to talk live from a game that
hasn't actually happened, really like, show. We're just going to leave it running for the next anyway, 8 hours.
Hopefully you enjoyed mine and Sean's little experience of Wembley there. Hopefully we did as well.
You probably didn't.
No, not looking at the Brazil lineup, as we said.
There's a few other tasty international games, though, tonight. Strachan's first management game, Scotland against Estonia.
Who've Wales got?
Wales got Austria.
That's Swansea.
Big good barometer. But Spain, Uruguay, Holland, Italy.
That's a good one.
Sweden, Argentina, and France, Germany.
Pretty good.
Sweden, Argentina, Messi versus Ibrahimovic.
Yeah.
There's some serious international stats.
I don't think Ibrahimovic knows who Messi is.
We all know that Ibrahimovic is a league above anybody else.
And looking forward, if we can look forward to the weekend's fixtures as well, because when this is out, the England game would have been done and dusted, to be honest. Friday night, I'm really looking forward to your game, actually. Watford Palace,
yeah. Live on Sky.
They are both absolutely flying.
Well, we've hit a bit of a blip recently.
Well, but you won the last game.
However, Watford, Kevin Phillips, Watford fan, he's going to turn it on. Second half of the Charlton game, he came on and he was a world of difference. He looked a class above every other player on the pitch.
He's going to United in the summer, though, isn't he?
That was kept relatively quiet on.
That one was quiet. Do you know what? Fraser Campbell to Cardiff. They signed him on a permanent deal.
This time last year,
he made his England debut. When he came back from injury, he scored a few goals and they put him in the team. He's gone to Cardiff as a permanent signing. He scored
on his debut away at Leeds, was it? 1-0.
It was only a couple of years. He was at Spurs on loan, but yeah,
he's just had been unfortunate of injuries. I think he's a terrific player.
Yeah, I mean, his first game back for Sunderland, he scored an absolute screamer after that injury. Yeah.
Other games as well, also in your league. Hull are playing away at Brighton, who are both doing pretty well.
Yeah. That'll be good.
And also,
Hull arrested a bit of a slide at the weekend as well. They had hit a bit of.
But their away form is fantastic.
Yeah.
Talking of which, Swindon, as we've been talking about Swindon, who are flying at home, are playing Hartlepool at home, who are still obviously right down there in the mix, but Hartlepool's have drawn and then won their last two
away
games.
Did you see the two scorers for Hartlepool the other day?
No.
Hartley and Poole. genuinely, Hartley and Poole.
Brilliant.
That's amazing.
Promise you.
In the right order as well.
I don't know if it was in the right order. I hope it was.
Yeah, I do. Synchronicity.
This lad can stay.
Yeah, so I don't know where you'd know.
Who Bolton got the weekend? Bolton Derby.
Lancashire Hot Pot.
Tasty.
Lancashire Hot Pot.
Fifth from bottom, aren't you, at the moment?
Yeah, 20th.
Yeah.
Not good.
Yeah, we were talking about the manager the other day, saying it just seemed like a strange fit.
I've spoken to you,
and you've said, It is a massive job, and
he had a big job when he came in. I think he got a lot of overpaid players who needed to be shipped out. He didn't fancy the league. I think Kyle had an emphasis on table tennis rather than tactics.
Oh, you've
sports.
Said this. Yeah,
sports management. Yeah, one of the things.
Speak
was,
to the people. Nick
yeah,
from
okay.
Bowen.
Yeah. So
this is genius.
I've got a pal whose wife works at the Wanderers training ground, looking after the youth teams. And one of the things that was immediately shipped out was Big Sam's dusty old sports science equipment, and what was swiftly brought in was two Olympic standard table tennis tables.
Fantastic. Really?
And anytime the temperature was cold or it was a bit rainy, or he didn't fancy it. Come on, lads, it's table tennis time.
A bit around the table. Oh, I love playing a bit around the table.
Stick. And it was like that. So a lot of noises came out when Freeman came in about the not being aware of the tactics and not being aware of opposition teams.
And the poor standard of table tennis.
Yeah, just getting smashed all over the place. Because I think Kyle was some kind of Olympic standard table tennis.
Yeah, this is big. He's really good.
He's very good.
Can't cut it on a training ground anymore. I'll beat the bastard to this. Let's get the bats out. Let's start doing
Fair
a bit
enough.
Of table tennis.
You'd do that, wouldn't you?
I think it's quality. Yeah. Yeah.
No, he's brought some people in.
All of our backroom staff.
Yeah, he's brought all the backroom, Palace backroom staff. I don't know, it's not going to change overnight, is it?
Yeah, I would say.
Are you going to stay up?
Yeah, stay up.
Yeah. Yeah, sure.
You would have thought so. You don't say.
It'll be okay. I have seen my favourite famous fan this week.
Oh, which one?
Bradford City, the Dalai Lama.
That's this weekend, isn't
well,
it?
Well, he's always wearing the right colours, isn't he?
That's it's this weekend, the League Cup.
Is it this weekend?
I'm pretty sure the League Cup
is this weekend.
Is it?
No, it's not. No, no.
It's the weekend.
It can't be. Jules are playing Bradford on Saturday.
Dedicated spot.
Knowledge is the bomb, the football podcast.
You won't be seen anyway. You'll be in your jail cell by then.
Come on.
It's fine. But no, the Dalai Lama, he was given a Bradford shirt last year when he visited Yorkshire. I'm not sure why he was in Yorkshire.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Given a Bradford shirt. 14 on the back, he's the 14th Dalai Lama. Yep. And because the shirt is similar colours to the robes he wears.
On their programme, they've given the number, score number 14.
He's their honorary club president.
No way.
I'd like to think he has a vote in how the club's run, on where they get the pies from and stuff. But he's actually sent them a letter before the League Cup final, wishing them the best and giving them an official
blessing.
Buddhist blessing from the
that's lovely.
State of Tibet. Yeah. It's lovely. So, fingers crossed. Whereas, on the other side of things, if Swansea got that little kid who gets kicked as their famous fan.
Bit of a lad.
Who are you going
to
choose?
Can we go from the Dalai Lama to Subutio, please?
Oh, we always do.
Is there some sort of link? Or are you just going
for it? Well, no, I just want to talk about Subutio. I've had this for a while, but I've not brought it out. It's at Subutio Art on Twitter. And basically, they handcraft Subutio men into like famous shapes and phrases. So I'm going to put these on
phrases?
The sorry.
Famous
phrases. Learn to describe better. But this is Wayne Rooney when he scored the goal against Man City.
Right.
And this is why it's applicable, because Balotelli has gone. They did that with Balotelli and made him into
Subutio. Oh, fantastic.
Player. So it's basically Balotelli with his shirt off looking like the Incredible Hulk. So if you're at home, imagine the normal Subutio base, and then instead of the normal sort of player just standing there with his arms looking like a bit of an idiot, you've got Balotelli just giving it how'd you call that? I don't know.
The Hulk.
Balotelli giving it the Hulk with just his shorts on. Pegita giving it the old scorpion kick, and Rooney. So
I'd love a Subutio set.
How far have they taken it? I mean, how many specialised...
I think they've got one of Danny Simpson biting some penguins.
They'll have the Wigan goalkeeper. Give him a follow at Subutio Art.
You see the picture of Danny Simpson? He did not look well, did he?
The guy who's taking the video, what the hell, the poor bloke? He's learning the
well, to be fair, apparently Danny Simpson punched a 50-year-old fella, then tried to run off in a taxi.
I've got an extension upon that. Two off-duty bouncers.
Two off-duty bouncers who, after him jumping into the cab, and which was about to take off, they prevented it from leaving and made sure he exited the cab before it left, and then smacked him in the face.
Pick your battles, Danny.
Right.
Yeah. Apparently Talisa was really worried.
Oh, that's a shame, isn't it? Lisa's something to write about in her next autobiography, but Jesus Christ, African nations.
Bit of a blow to her career, though. That happened to a fellow, isn't it?
Wow.
Very good.
No, nothing.
We've done too much X-rated stuff already. African Nations Cup, Ivory Coast knocked out. It's getting interesting.
Yeah.
After weeks of snoring.
Is it really?
Not really, no.
Is it?
Nigeria and Mali. Yep. And
now, Nigeria have a really good incentive. Well, the people of Nigeria do.
They do, to take it even more smutty.
Exactly. If Nigeria win, according to the National Secretary of the Association of Nigerian Prostitutes,
a very fine old institution, we
exactly.
must say.
One of the oldest.
Historic institutions, quite. Every Nigerian prostitute will offer 2 weeks of free sex to the whole of Nigeria. I don't know, she didn't make it clear if it was just the Nigerian football team.
For the whole of Nigeria?
Simply, logistically.
Yeah.
Sure. Work it out, mate.
So,
I think... Well, learn to describe
that. No, that is the quote. She offered 2 weeks of free sex.
We can expect,
if you turn up to a Nigerian prostitute, you can demand your free sex.
As long as
you win, STDs breaking out in Nigeria.
Team trip to Nigeria if they win?
I'm looking forward to... No, I think it's just for the team. It's not for everybody in Nigeria.
Wow.
But I'm looking forward to seeing Moses part in the Red Sea.
Would I didn't win?
I've got a debated point, right, about the African Cup of Nations, right?
Go.
Do we like goalkeepers in short sleeve shirts or not?
Only if it's Angelo Peruzzi.
It looks good, doesn't
it? Otherwise,
Lionel Perez.
It was Peruzzi in the 90s.
Buffon's big on that.
Depends how big your guns are.
Campos, the Mexican.
He was 5'6" and played up front.
George Campos used to wear the Mexico away shirt when he was in goals.
Yeah, that was a brilliant kit.
It's fantastic. And he was one of my favourite goals.
But he was big on the short sleeve, that lad, as well, wasn't he?
Yeah. Okay, so if you're cool and a bit mad, yes.
Yeah.
So most African goalkeepers, yes.
Yeah.
If you're just wearing it, trying to be a bit colder than you would be normally.
Bit of a character.
No. Yeah. bastard.
I pour it over a coast. You see goalkeeper Barry, who made a mistake.
Bubakar Barry.
Yeah, he left the field in tears. And Maido tweeted saying, nice one, Barry. That's another...
nice one, Barry.
you've already...
He's not one of the Chuckle Brothers, you know.
Well,
to right, me, what did he tweet?
Let him finish.
Yeah, already gifted Egypt three Cups of Nations, so you're gifting it to another team.
Oh, Meade, that was a new Spurs player?
Yeah.
Fantastic.
What happened to him?
I think he was in the same takeaway as Danny Simpson at the weekend, but for different reasons. He has.
Oh yeah, he was at Barnsley, wasn't he?
Right, I think that's about all we've got time for this week.
You mean you've got to get back to work?
Yeah. Unless you want to wrap up.
Yeah, Melbourne Heart lost the derby to Melbourne Victory.
But next week we'll talk about what I think is awful shirt names going off on the back of the shirts, but we'll debate that.
What's the Twitter? They're putting their Twitter feed.
Yeah, it's awful, but we'll debate it next week. We'll debate it next week.
Let's fucking debate it now. You can turn that off, we'll carry on debating.
We will. I think it's crass and silly.
Housekeeping.
What's housekeeping? Email us at Bant.
Sorry, I had to separate Staples and Coxon from having a blow about Twitter. Anyway,
I feel like a Wickham goalkeeper. Email us, banterfootballpodcast.co.uk.
Leave it, Stokes.
Facebook.com/footballpodcast. Complaints to at Simon Head. Apart from when Jim's not here. Visit www.footballpodcast.co.uk. Follow us on Twitter at footballpodcast. We're going to go and argue about Twitter names. Good night.